Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
It's in the cloud. Sorry, had a little promo for my own stuff.
What's going on, man?
Holy shit, man. It's just crazy. I lost track of time. I was on vacation last week.
I'm going this week.
You're going this week. I don't even know if we had a show prior to that, before that. I think we had issues going, so we've been off for like 2 weeks. And really, there wasn't anything to talk about. And then all of a sudden, I come back from vacation, and the NFL's like, bruh, fuck it. Let's just open the floodgates and let all hell break loose. There's been news, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
Just from the last few days. I was out of state. I was in Nebraska. I went to Kansas, Iowa. Unfortunately, I had to drive through Missouri. That state sucks. I can say it sucks because my wife picked up COVID from that state, I think. The barbecue in Kansas, fantastic. Also, I did not know this. I found out that the Chiefs play in Missouri. I always thought they played in Kansas. Never realized it was actually in Missouri. I thought it was, I swear to God, my whole life, I swear I thought it was always in Kansas, and I had no clue. And their stadium is huge.
It's legendary.
I didn't realize it's literally right next to the Royal Stadium either. Did not know that. I would not want to have to be in the parking lot to walk to that stadium. We were over at lot 5 where I took photos, and lot 5 goes, it's like a half a mile, just the size of that one parking lot. And you have to walk, I think, to get to the stadium, it's probably like a 2 or 3 mile walk. I'm hoping to God they have shuttles because I'm too old for that kind of stuff. There's been news galore dropping left and right. God, I don't even know where to begin at this point. NFL, well, the big one was the NFL released their streaming package, NFL Plus. I signed up for it. I'm a monthly subscriber. And the best part is, Jeff can't even sign up for it because they don't allow him to.
He was complaining too.
Actually, what I really like about it is, and this was my concern, was it going to let you watch local games during the season? And I found out it does. It will allow you to watch your local games live. So I was like, that in itself makes it worth it to me. Plus, I can watch all my Washington games, preseason games, and watch half the team get injured. You know, Wentz will probably go down week one of preseason, and, you know, then our season's doomed. Well, not really. We've got a good backup, so I'm okay with that. There's been injuries, retirements, players getting traded, signing with teams, NFL Plus dropping. I don't even know where to begin. Have we heard where Jimmy's going? I know it's no longer his team.
Well,
I did hear that
it's official. Coach Shanahan said that this team belongs to Trey. It is his team. They're just, you know what? There's going to be a quarterback that's going to get hurt, and they'll trade him. They can hold on to him.
What team you think would go after him?
There's New York. I heard there was New York. There was talkings about New York. But then,
Browns. I think the Browns were at one point. There was talk of that. I don't – maybe probably more rumors. I could see him go to Seattle. He's a definite upgrade from what they've got right now.
Seattle, he would fit. See, I would say like Seattle, New York.
He seems more that he would fit well with a team that deals with like a West Coast offense style because that's what he's already familiar with.
Exactly. But let's talk about we got a good battle going on between in Carolina, you know.
Yes. Baker finally, Mayfield, my boy Baker
Sam,
is.
Sam no, Darnold. Who do you think is going to win?
No question it's going to be Baker. Baker will be starting the season.
Of course.
Will he make it the whole – as long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to be their starter, and I think they'll use Sam for trade. down the road. I think he Baker's got a good backup with Sam Darnold. He's mm-hmm. as long as Darnold stays healthy, but he's a good backup. But I think they'll use him for trade to get, you know, if they need somebody, whether it's running back, it's a receiver, defense, offense. It's definitely a valuable trade asset to hold on to. You don't want to get rid of that guy.
So Tom Brady has a new toy, Julio Jones.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how he fits in with the rest of the team.
Well, you know what? All he has to do is do what Antonio Brown did. You don't have to, you know, he can help out.
Well, as long as he's not doing jumping jacks saying his ankle's broken.
And he needs- I know. Exactly. Now, let's talk about one of the biggest news everybody's talking about. And Kyler Murray finally got paid. But
did he ever?
Guess what they said, though? You have to at least spend, you got to study your playbook. So what was not studying his playbook? Because that's in the deal.
I don't even know if I would have said that out loud, because that's like something
embarrassing.
That's
like, they couldn't
101.
Good Lord, they couldn't be quiet about that.
But let's be honest though, for not studying your playbook, you did a pretty good job winging it.
That is embarrassing.
Imagine the potential he would have had if he had studied.
Well, here's the problem I have with $230 million. Is he worth it? Did he deserve it?
He deserved that more than the Browns quarterback deserved a 200 some odd million dollar contract.
I agree. See, these guys getting these big paydays, man, they haven't done nothing. Haven't done anything.
Deshaun Watson's issue, besides the off field, the legal stuff, mm-hmm. if you look at it as from a statistic aspect, what mm-hmm. has he done? He sat the bench. He didn't play for an entire year. He hasn't played in 2 years almost. And even then, it was mediocre at best. I mean, it wasn't wow numbers like you would put him in the top 10. But paid for not doing anything for over a year, and he got paid like Tom Brady money. He got paid Aaron Rodgers money.
What the problem is that some people like to live in the past. They think about what he did in college and, you know, what he did when he his first year and all that. But still, he's a criminal.
I'm hoping Chris Carson gets better. I saw he retired due to a neck injury.
He's
a good back. He was a tough.
You can't being a running back. You got to put your head down. You got to take those tackles. You know what? It's not worth
it. It's tough. I mean, hey, look. Steve Young was a running back. I mean, he was a quarterback, but mm-hmm. he thought he was a running back. But that's what happens when you're a QB and you run the ball. He got one too many concussions and thought he was a running back. So
look what happened to Peyton Manning and his neck. You know?
Yeah.
I mean it was just, never the same.
No, it's just part of the territory. Ron Rivera, I know he came out and said there's no timeline for Chase Young to come back, which thank God, because if it was up to Snyder, Young be starting week one, because that's what happened to RG3. Snyder overruled Shanahan and threw him back, said get him in there because we need the money, and destroyed his career. So I'm glad that Rivera says, no, you're not going in. I'm okay with that because mm-hmm. I want him healthy. I don't want him to go in and he's not 100% and he could re-injure that ACL.
Be like RG3.
Yeah. We don't need to keep destroying players like that. And thankfully that's one thing I love, that Rivera has control of that team and it's not Snyder doing any of that stuff anymore. Because either we'd be destroying players or we'd be going after overrated, washed up, used players like we did in the past.
Mac Jones, Bill believes in him. Do you?
I want to, but I think he's done way. He's outperformed my expectations. I'm a fan of him because he seems to be a student of the game, which I like. That's what Brady was in his early days.
Right.
The difference is that he doesn't have somebody to sit behind and learn like Brady did initially until Brady got in. But he seems to be, he seems right now he does. I think I would put my faith in him. I don't think it's something you need to be like, oh God, we need to get a new quarterback or something like that. I think they need to, and I trust Belichick's judgment with this.
Well, Bill because, said dramatic improvement.
Well, that's to be seen when the season starts. I'll believe it when the season starts is when I'll believe that. That's right. Like saying, I think the Bills, it's Super Bowl or bust this year. And for Allen, I don't think it's, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, you need a new quarterback. I think it's the coach. You may need a coaching change, some kind of a shakeup or something. I don't want to say if the Bills don't make it to the Super Bowl and win it, or even just make it there, that they need a whole new staff, because that ruins it. Like, that's one thing that teams don't, like, people don't realize is when you get rid of your coach, that means half the staff is leaving, because a new coach comes in. They want their own crew. So then you're starting over. Washington has been prone to that. With as many coaches as we had after North Turner left, it was every couple of years we were basically restarting over again. And that's never good for any team. You can't win when you're constantly having a different playbook every couple of years. So I think that there'll be a shakeup, but I don't see that he's, I would say it's still Super Bowl or bust, because obviously they went big, you know, at the end of last year. I think Jerry is, I don't know, he might be getting up. He might be needing to do a Vince McMahon and retire.
Who are these handsome gents, maker of chaos?
Going on, buddy. I saw that he is supportive of Mike McCarthy. What do you think on that one?
He's got to say that. He can't say bad stuff. So
well, yeah.
He's got to say that stuff. Me personally, I mean, that wasn't McCarthy. Fault, man. I mean,
no, that was
he did his job. He got them in a position all the way through, and he got out coached.
I will say that that was a much better team overall since McCarthy's been there than when Jason Garrett was running it.
I agree with
because
you
Garrett was Garrett's Jason Garrett was a yes man. One, we all know that, but the problem was that they were just mediocre. 8-8, 8-8, maybe a little bit, you know, might get to the playoffs and then be one and done. But I think that they will, if they play it as well as they did last season, I think that they could have the potential to get past the first round.
Right.
They have the talent, that's for sure.
That's for damn sure.
Let's see, who else? I saw some clips of Tyreek Hill in training camp. When he was doing the zigzag shit, holy crap! He might be too much to handle for for the Dolphins QB for Tua. Hill's a good receiver, but I'm wondering if he's just too much. He has too much skill for Tua to handle, because
it's not going to work out, man.
I don't think it is either. For Hill and the Dolphins in general.
Tua is not Mahomes. Not even close.
It's a not big even difference. Close
to Patrick. Huge, huge difference.
Oh, another latest news. So Joe Burrow's undergoing surgery to remove his appendix.
Yeah.
I mean, will that hinder him when the season rolls around? I don't think so. I think he'll be fine when the season starts. It's big. It's still surgery. It's still, you know, puts him out of action, but will it affect him at all? I doubt it. I think he'll be fine. I mean, will they be back in the Super Bowl? Probably not, but I don't think that they'll make it all the way again. That was, I don't want to say it was a fluke, but they were the Cinderella team. It's just like watching college basketball.
Right.
Let's see what else. I'm trying to pull up.
We'll do rapid fire. Okay, so Green Bay Packers extends the contracts of head coach Matt LaFleur and also the general manager Brian. Your boy got him paid, got extensions. Aaron Rodgers.
it still comes down to it's Rodgers has as much say in Green Bay as Brady does in Tampa, and we saw how that worked out when Brady didn't want his coach, the coach he had. Where'd the coach go? And Brady wasn't leaving, but the coach was. I think if Rodgers did enough, he could easily do the same thing if he didn't like the coach. But I think that they have a good relationship that's working for them.
Right.
It's just they had the same issues. It was just it's just the way the football is. It's kind of like baseball. You know, every game is different. I mean, nobody's going to have a perfect season except for, 72 Dolphins.
Right.
I was going to say the Patriots, but, Brady never got that. He was robbed. So with the Bucks, though, do you think the 1-year deal with Julio Jones will work? You think he'll get an extension at the end of the season?
No, he's going to get hurt. if this was Julio Jones young, I would say, man, this was great. But you're getting broken down Julio Jones. But can he produce? Yes. If he gets hurt, they're screwed. That's why he got the 1 year.
Well, so. And at least, yeah, I mean, and he's not like, if he got hurt, they're screwed overall, because obviously they have plenty of talent at receiver. He's more of a complimentary that I can agree. Screw the defenses up, because now
did you see the list of receivers Brady's got, man?
Brady's got more talent at receivers than I think he's ever had.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's just smart.
So what do you think? So the Jaguars, Josh Allen said about Doug Pederson that it feels good to be part of a professional locker room. I mean, I take that as, I mean, any coach that comes in after Urban Meyer automatically upgrades you to professional locker room.
Look, man, just shut your ass up and win some games, man. Shut up and win some games. The Jaguars, you got a good quarterback. You got some good receivers. Just shut up. Win some games. Yep.
All they need to do is worry about playing. Like, yes, you've got a good coach. You've got, a better coach than what you had. Obviously, that college experience was an epic failure. But yeah, I think that's it's definitely an improvement. They showed it that they have the ability to win, just like the Jets did towards the tail end of the season. The three worst teams in the league start at the end of the season started to show that they have the potential to get a winning season going at some point. I'm not going to say it's this season that the Jets, Lions, and Jaguars are going to turn it around and be, playoff teams. But, I mean, who the hell said – I mean, besides myself said that the Bengals were going to be in the Super Bowl. So, stranger thing. I'm not going to say put my money and say Lions are going to the playoffs, because that's just not going to happen.
Hell no. Hell to
the
no.
Jets. I think the Jets have a better chance of getting to the playoffs than the Lions do. Hell, even the Jaguars do. I will say, this is still sports news. I know the whole title is NFL news because there was a crap ton just dropping left and right. But as a sports entertainment news, the passing of the torch.
I knew you was going there.
I had to. The passing of the torch. Vince has retired. I mean, let's be real. He was forced out.
Yeah. But you know what? It is Ray over there distracted with something else on his mind. Shut up, Maker. Vince McMahon, man. He first of all, thank you, Vince, because he's made wrestling, just bless wrestling. Because you got to get
better or worse.
You got the man took wrestling and elevated it to entertainment. And he made a lot of superstars. Has he made mistakes? Yes. But has he done a whole lot for wrestling? He's done a lot. And I want to thank
him for that. Would almost the amount of the fan. I mean, they had to pay Brock Lesnar to stay Friday night.
Yep.
Like, they had to give him extra money because he was about to walk out and quit that's how much of an influence Vince was over a lot. I mean, they're already looking at losing like higher up people because of this, and you know, potentially wrestlers leaving. Triple H
is going to be in charge of creative.
You know what that remember back a while, I think it was probably mid-2000s when they had the with Seth Rollins when they were pushing him as the bad guy with the Stephanie, Triple H, and you had, I think Kane was their corporate Kane persona. Mm-hmm. When you had them as the suits of, you know, running the corporate office type thing. And I'm like, ain't that some shit? That was a prelude to what was really going to happen. Stephanie McMahon becoming the most powerful woman in the world. Right. Well, co-powerful. I mean, she's got half the power. But Tony Khan? Is that the one?
Yeah, yes, that's the guy. He's got the power, man. He's got the power. Yeah.
But let's be honest. I mean, he's got the power, but Stephanie's got the name, and that's all that matters. She's got the last name. True. I'm actually excited because with Triple H handling all of the creative work now, it will. And he came out and literally said, "I'm going to fix everything that was done over the last year. We're not going to remember the last year with where we're going." And apparently, everybody's excited. And I'm just like, yeah. I just want to see him come out at least once or twice with the game music. And all of that, because
he put the boots out. He's done.
No, but he could still walk out there. He doesn't. Right. I'm not saying to wrestle. I don't want to see him wrestle. I get that. He already did that. He could still do like what Vince did and just threaten and do, you know, all that. But I will say I am waiting for when Stephanie's going to come out and yell at somebody and say you're fired, because I've watched her do that before. Mm-hmm. And her facial expression is damn spot on next to Vince's.
But you know, there's one name you did not mention, and I kind of feel sorry for her.
Which one? Their brother?
See, look, you can't. The brother? Yeah, the brother, man. Don't you? Hey, come on, man. Show me the money.
I used to love when he would come out and do that dance coast to coast. I don't know. Maybe he'll come back. I don't know what the deal was family, with that.
Family politics is something, man.
But well, you know how that thing, shit is.
But the one thing about Vince McMahon, though, is just like when he argues with certain wrestlers, he always brings them back, you know, and they make up.
Not if you're Bray Wyatt. Like
hey, did you ever think I didn't think Bret Hart would ever come back. I didn't think Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair. And I mean,
yeah, there's true. A lot of Kevin Nash.
There's Nash a lot of people. Another... Wrestling has a shady business, man. And there's a lot of, it's a shady business.
Oh, let's see if there's what else we got going on here. News wise, Steelers defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick starting training camp on the NFL list after falling. He hurt his wrist because he fell off his bike. Well, at least it wasn't, you know, like Ben. Didn't Ben do something stupid too with the motorcycle and not wearing a helmet?
He sure did, man. And when you invest, I mean, look here, I'm all for what you do on your time at your home is your business. But when you got people investing millions in dollars, you got to be smart, man.
Put a fucking helmet on, Ben. Come on now. Be smart.
You know, gotta be smart.
That's why your last game they had to break out the walker for you. That was your fault. That's what you get. So what was your thoughts when Debo reported to camp? You think they're gonna get a deal done before the season starts?
Of course, man, it's all about football, man. At the end of the day, it's about money. And Debo is your offense. He can run, he can catch. And he's going to help. You have a young quarterback. You need a weapon like Debo.
If he could throw like, you know, be a Taysom Hill too. Mm-hmm.
The problem was that they couldn't give Debo money right now because they have they got a quarterback. They got Jimmy G. Jimmy G got hurt. You can't trade a hurt. Who wants a hurt person? You got to make sure.
Well, yeah, that I mean, better. And they literally said that they were like, we would have already had him traded, and I like that they came out and said that it's nothing against Jimmy. We're just it's time to pass the torch. He helped elevate this team.
Exactly, and it's a bit. And at the end of the day, it's a business. It's the reason why you chose this kid, you picked this kid at a higher, draft.
I mean, it happens all the time. Look at, Who would have thought we would have ever, you know, we would have seen Emmitt Smith in a Cardinals uniform at one point in time? Or you know.
I mean, good Lord. Kansas City Chiefs, man. My man, the GOAT, the original GOAT, Joe Montana. Now that's Tom Brady. You got to, you know, Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Yeah.
But, damn. And then
I never would have seen that one either.
Tom Brady's like, okay, well, not only am I going to leave Boston, I'm going to Tampa Bay, but I'm going to win a championship. Damn.
And I'm going to bring Gronk with me.
And I'm going to bring Gronk, which Gronk ain't coming back. He's not coming back.
No, I know that there are people, there are the faithful out there that are saying that he will, and I think he's done. He got what he wanted. He ain't got nothing left to prove at this point. I mean, if he was 100% healthy and they were in the playoffs and Brady's like, hey, you wanna hop on the wagon one more time for the final game? I don't even know if that would be enough to get him out. I think he's done at this point. I think he's tired. Because you get to a point where you're just like, I'm done. I mean, yes, like Brett Favre. I loved watching Favre play. I was glad when he retired and then came back. And then retired, and then came back, and then, you know, he went to the Jets, then went to the Vikings. Now, when he was with the Vikings, I think he should have finished that first season. Was spectacular. It was the best season of his career. I don't think he should have come back. I think he should have finally retired. But I understand. When you have that itch and you have the love of the game, you just keep playing.
My thing is your family should come first. But then the love of the football, man. It's just sometimes people can't walk away. But let's see. What else we got?
Sam Darnold says... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say... go ahead, Brett. You go.
So Sam Darnold says he's cool with Baker Mayfield ahead of the competition. He said, in our eyes, we're both the starting quarterback. No, that's not how... That's
news talk, man. You know what he's saying.
That's what happens when you get sacked one too many times between two different teams. That's just being dumb. No, you have to compete.
You know damn well he's not happy, man. He about to
lose his job. Yeah, that's like I'm sure Daniel Jones is going to come out and be like, I'm okay with, you know, them bringing this guy in that could potentially take my job. We're best friends. We hang out all the time. We're both the starting quarterback. No, that's not how that works. It's the NFL.
Sam Darnold, you are a backup. Sorry. Baker Mayfield, he's the real deal, man. He was actually doing good when he was hurt as playing for the Browns, man.
Look at Brady. Brady was hurt, his first season. Now, obviously, the Browns with Mayfield and Brady with the Bucks were two different teams, but still, the difference is they were both injured. Granted, Brady played injured in the entire season and won a Super Bowl. Baker played injured and got traded to a different team. Not because, you know, I'm sure he would have loved to have stayed there. I mean, he was doing good, but I get wanting out when you basically get slapped in the face and said, well, we're going to wait on paying you. And then we turn around and drop a shit ton of money on a quarterback that's now isn't even going to play for half the season because that worked out well for you.
What do you think about the owner of the Colts buying Muhammad Ali's championship belt for $6 million? Ursay, Jim Ursay paid $6 million for Muhammad Ali's WBC championship belt.
I mean, if I had $6 million, I would have done the same thing.
He went back in 1974. Good Lord, man. You know,
that's a lot of money.
Rich people, come on, man. Really?
And can you buy me something?
$6 million for a championship belt? I mean,
if I had the money, I would have done the same. Well, probably not because I would have gotten in trouble and then I would have had to return it. But I would have lost the receipt.
I mean, I get it. It's history. It's sports history.
Yeah, that I understand that. That's a sad day. Two-time Super Bowl winning wide receiver Danny Amendola retired.
Well, you know,
did he do anything?
Oh, come on, man.
He was, I know he did. He was
He's what I call like a third or second tier receiver, man. He was never like you know, a well.
Yeah, he wasn't a starter, but he definitely.
He did some catches. There was some catches that he did with, but he was another one that was always getting hurt. Always getting hurt.
Yeah.
But
which was unfortunate. He
killed me on my fantasy team.
Veterans for 28 NFL teams reported to training camp today.
Yes.
We're definitely getting there. Oh, I know what I want to do. Well, if you got anything, go for it. I'm gonna pull up something real quick.
Well, while you're doing that, let's see. The Miami running back. Where the hell is that? I see that at. He's Miami Dolphins running back Raheem Mostert says he is cleared from knee injury. Dolphins running back is announced, I'm ready to play. I'm cleared for training camp. There's a lot of guys shaking off some rust. Las Vegas Raiders Davante Adams clarifies Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr Hall of Famer.
Okay, I'm going to open this as its own window.
Wow.
Then we're going to go like this and share screen window. I'm not sharing audio because we don't need any.
Got it.
Minimize. Let's go back for a minute. I can edit. There we go. So I wanted to show the NFL Plus for those that haven't gotten to see it. And, you know, I know Jeff will eventually watch it. If he's not watching now, he'll watch it afterwards. So right. We can give him a little say, oh, poor Jeff, this is what you're missing out on. But this is basically what you're going to get when you sign up for it. If you go to the subscribe button, it's actually not that bad. They have two plans, NFL Plus and then obviously the NFL Plus Premium. $5 a month for Plus or $10 a month for Premium. I would say if you're going to do this, get the Premium. Suck it up. Pay the extra $5 and spend it because it is well worth it. Not only do you get your live out-of-market preseason games, you get live local and primetime regular season and postseason games. That was the only thing that concerned me about it was it wouldn't be worth it if you weren't going to get the live local games. Because this is – to me, this is saying we're leaving – there's what's the point of, you know, it's one more step away from the, you know, cut the cord type thing.
Will they send you a box of tissue when you're watching your local team play? when you're watching
on Christmas
Washington,
Eve,
Washington Commandos play. Yeah,
probably. You get full game replays across devices, ad free, condensed game. So I did load it up. So if you watch a full game, it's the entire, you know, 3 hours or whatever, 2 hours, 43 minutes, because it gets rid of like 15 minutes worth of commercials. If you do the condensed, it drops it down to about 45 minutes, which is actually interesting because I was like, and I haven't looked at it to see about the what would consist for the coaches' films. But if you go to shows, you get like, you know, you can watch Hard Knocks, different episodes of America's Game, NFL 360, the NFL Draft. I don't know how far it goes back with the draft, but you got Scouting Combine, news shows, classic games. This is documentaries.
Nice.
This is my favorite is the Super Bowl Classic Games. It's one season, and it literally has everything going all the way back to 72. So if you want to watch the 72 Dolphins when they were undefeated, go for it right here when, you know, they beat the Washington. Oh, look at that. Even the NFL acknowledges Washington's true real name.
Well, that's what they were called back then.
That's what they still should be called, but that's another story.
Their name.
I mean, if you want to watch Don Shula and Larry Zonka, go for it. Or, you know, the Steel Curtain. Like there are, or, you know, this would be Ray's favorite right here. 49ers and the Bengals.
The catch, bro.
Right there. Look at that guy.
The catch. Shout out to
Washington. This is another one. Like I actually would have watched, where was it? Was it? Look at there, right there. That's the greatest sports casting team of all time. No one will be able to come close to those two. They were the legends. that it would be considered the GOAT. But if you want to watch Brett Favre and John Elway square off, you can.
I remember watching
these games. Look at this kid. Man. Look at that kid. Who was that young buck right there?
I was like, I was there. I remember watching.
You remember this one? Raiders versus the Bucks?
God, yep. I remember that. Holy cow.
Yeah, see, now they go all the way up to the 49ers or the Chiefs Bucks. But I use it more because I want to watch the classic ones. Even if it was, you know, this was a great one. The Rams one, or, you know, Ravens Giants, watching that one. Getting to watch John Elway win a Super Bowl title. You know, that some of these are just fantastic stuff.
Right.
Some, you know, that I've never seen before. So it to me, this is for $10 and you're getting to watch all these different things. I mean, just game of the week, NFL replay.
Well, I think it's good for some of these guys to know, you know, when,
like, this is the other thing I'm gonna
Super Bowl, you don't know.
So if you go to 2021, I'll show this. So let's say I want to watch Cowboy, you know, this one where that, you know, people say it was rigged. If I hit the replay, but well, it won't let me show you. It's cool. It won't show it, but it gives you the option of, do you want like the condensed? Oh, right there, full game replay or the condensed. It's definitely worth it. This stuff, and you get a free 7-day trial. But it's worth it. Get it. Pay the $10 and suck it up, people. So yeah. So much, there's so much to watch on that, especially if you're a football fan. That in itself is what sold me on it. Well, that, and I can watch all Washington games, so I don't need DirecTV, which is the other news that leaked. That was, I heard there's Google is interested in buying the rights to NFL Sunday Ticket. I actually heard that through Pat McAfee,
yes.
So which, like,
they can easily do it.
$2 billion, I think, is where they're at, somewhere around there. Jerry's going to be the guy walking in there doing the. If you go to YouTube, look up Pat McAfee. He did a 15. It was a little video he posted about that deal. Just listen to him act like he's Jerry Jones talking to these suits. It's hilarious. He is fantastic, but it was good to watch that. If Google bought them, the only thing that I don't know how it would work is it going to be tied to YouTube, or is it just going to be an add-on for YouTube TV? I would be okay with either, but I think what would be cool is if Google bought it, the rights to it, and had it as a dedicated through YouTube, then you have the chat. You know, when you're watching games, you can sit there and chat.
I don't give a damn about no damn chat, man.
Well, they, you know that people be doing.
I hear what you're saying. That's brilliant. But
there are people that would like that feature. I did see comments that people would like it that way. I personally think if Google gets it, it's just going to be an add-on package added on to YouTube TV. My concern would be, what is the price? What are you going to charge me? Because the problem was with DirecTV was, one, nobody fucking used DirecTV, because the only way you could get NFL Sunday Ticket was with having a dumbass dish on your, you know, thing.
That's why I got rid of DirecTV.
Or they had the option of the web-based version where you could sign in, but it was only available in select areas. And you still paid the full price. They didn't offer monthly. And it was locked to DirecTV, so I think that whoever gets it, whether it's going to be Apple or Google at this point, it doesn't seem like Amazon wants it now from what I've heard. So it looks like it's just going to go to either Google or Apple. I think the fact that it'll be available to everyone at that point, I think, is a win for fans. So, see, since I got sidetracked with the NFL Plus showcasing that briefly, the veterans that showed up, let's see, only the Bills, Jaguars, Raiders, Rams have fully reported before today. So they had already had all their players there. The Jags and Raiders are participating in the Hall of Fame game, and the Rams and Bills kick off the regular season, which is why they got to start earlier. So, rookies for most teams have reported, but 8 clubs, the Panthers, Cowboys, Broncos, Eagles, Steelers, 49ers, Seahawks, and Commanders, have first-year players reporting alongside vets today. Likewise, quarterbacks and rehabbing players for several teams have already reported, like Mahomes in Kansas City and Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I think Lamar Jackson's the one that I'd be watching because I'm not a fan of him. But the thing he needs to work on every year is passing, is less running and more consistent passing.
Excuse me, but that's easy for you to say when you ain't got nobody blocking for your ass and you let
I know.
Mofos you, run. What do you do? What do you do?
Right, you run. Now, I agree. Now, I get it that the benefit he has is he has the ability to run like a running back, like, you know, and he can break free. So that benefits him when he has a shitty line. Now, if he actually had a line to protect him, well, yeah, then I guess I could see that he would need to work on that passing skills. So maybe fit both of them, and I don't know. I'm ready for the season to start at this point.
He's been having Twitter beefs with some of the people on ESPN and certain radio people because they're saying that he's overrated and he has something he needs to prove.
Yeah,
he's called saying, me out. I ain't got nothing Twitter. To prove. I got nothing to prove. I'm Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he called me out on Twitter. I'm just kidding. He didn't. I wish he did. I don't even care what I would have said. If he called me out, I'd have been okay with it. I'd have been like, you know what, Lamar? I'm good. The fact that you called me out, it's all good. So at least, though, the benefit with Jimmy, though, on the Niners is he passed his physical. That's a good sign to get rid of him. I mean, not – I don't – and that sounds like I'm a negative thing, but it's a good thing because it's harder to trade someone when they're on the PUP list or the injured list, injured reserve or whatever. Even if they're coming back and they just have to be on that injured reserve, it is much harder to trade somebody that has not passed the physical. Or I guess you could be a team and be not care and just draft something, you know, like the Dolphins who drafted a quarterback that was still injured and, you know, Tua.
Right.
See how that worked out for them. But I think Jimmy's going to go somewhere. And I think even if he doesn't get a starting job somewhere initially, he's starting quarterback caliber. He's a starting quarterback. He will get there. It just depends on what team has a need either for a starter or who's going to be the first team to have their starting quarterback go down. And then the 49ers are going to be like, we got one for you. We got this guy right here. He helped us a lot. You want him.
But what is he coming as a price though? What are they going to ask?
Yeah, that's the problem. Is that contract?
They're in a dilemma too, because they want to sign Debo, man. So, you know, he's holding up some, you know, Debo's like, seriously, man, y'all hurry up and get this guy off this team so I can get paid. But yeah. Debo going to get paid. They're going to pay him. Just like, I mean, you know, you saw
his record's Kyler Murray. His record's not, and the thing is with Jimmy, his record's not bad. 5 seasons as a starting, as their quote starting quarterback, it's 31-14. That's not bad at all. 2 postseason appearances and a run to the Super Bowl. I mean, you don't see quarterbacks like that with that kind of a record available for trade that often. Those are people that usually are locked in to a team for a while until they're not producing like that. But someone that is able to have those kind of stats doesn't it's a once in a while type thing deal. So it will be interesting. And I think that was exactly what it was, is that injury screwed it up for everybody, because I think there would have been a lot of teams that would have been interested in signing him if he hadn't have been injured. Cause regardless if he was injured or not, I think they were ready to move on. Even if he wasn't injured last season, I think they would have moved on.
Dude, I don't know, man.
We'll just have to kind of wait and see. So I will say this. I watched this little clip of Kurt Warner talking about who he thinks what game at the beginning of the season will be the Super Bowl game. And he put the first game of the season. He said the Buffalo-LA game, we will see them play at the beginning of the season, and we will see them play at the end of the season in the Super Bowl. You think he's had one too many shots? or he's gone to something.
Buffalo's legit, man. They could have went all the way if it wasn't for overtime rules. You know, right. That's just how it is. I mean, they were back and forth with KC, and they're legit. Plus, you know, they got some weapons on their team as well. They still got, you know, the star quarterback, Allen. They still got an awesome tight end. They still got an awesome receiver, Diggs.
Pretty sure they got somebody on defense.
Yes.
What was that guy's name? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
somebody that won a Super Bowl, didn't he? I think.
Yeah, they're legit, man. So
it's so weird watching these teams now that are like that. At you know years, you know, even five years ago, we never saw teams that at the end of a season when a season would start that these teams would just be stacked, like with talent. Like, right. And it's not just usually you would see that years ago. You would see like one, two, three, four, maybe five teams at most. There's a lot of teams now that are just packed with talent. I mean, years ago, I remember it was always San Francisco. It was Dallas. Maybe that I always put Washington into the mix, even though they didn't fit the mold at all ever.
Right.
But it was mostly just Dallas and San Francisco were always the ones that I envisioned always with just the stacked talent everywhere. And Green Bay was another one that I would throw into that mix because you always, whether it was Favre or
Brett Favre on my green, Bubba Frank, Donald Driver. Yeah, they were.
Who was the return specialist that was with them and Chicago? Devin Hester,
oh, man. And God. They, you know what they messed up on? They tried to make him like a receiver. He was a special team guy.
He was special teams all the way. Man.
Now, you know who wants that title? You know who wants it? Cordell Patterson with the Atlanta Falcons. He wants that title. He's good.
I could see it. Yeah. That was the one thing that I never – one of the rules that the NFL changed that I did not like was when they moved the where the ball would start on kickoffs and things like that to do a kickoff – because it took away your special teams, the kickoff returns. That was one of the things I used to love watching was kickoff returns and punt returns because it was always it's like people like Devin Hester or Dion, the ones that you know if you left a gap, it was done, it was a touchdown. And it's just too many rules, and I'm just – if Roger Goodell could just retire and move on and let somebody else take over that knows what they're doing and could – you know, bring back the old school football that I remember. It'd be great. Paul, if you could come back, it'd be great. So.
Oh, hey, your girl that. Rice, man. She got some ownership.
Yeah. I saw that. Just kind of looking to see if there's anything updated. I don't know why I go to the NFL. I should just basically use Twitter. Because I think Twitter gets everything first, and then the NFL posts stuff.
Right.
At the time, I follow the same people that post things, so I don't know why. Like, you know, I don't know why I do that. I'm just looking. Is there any NBA stuff? I did see. I didn't really see anything with.
Wide receiver Michael New Orleans Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas will be training. Begin training camp on the physical unable to perform list. And that guy, he was a superstar back in the day when Drew Brees was throwing to him. As a matter of fact, he was 2019 Offense Player of the Year.
Sucks when you can't perform. I hear they have medicines for those that, you know, that fix that problem. Sorry, I had to go there. Damn bad jokes.
Yeah, you
did. Hey, so real quick, we'll shift topics real quick over to basketball. So do you think the Nets are going to begin the season with Durant and Irving?
Hell no.
I already knew the answer to that too. I just wanted to see your response.
Hell no, man.
Oh man.
Kyrie. Let me tell you something. Kyrie is feeling kind of stupid right now because the Nets are like, this is what we're paying you, man. You got to prove and you got to show up to work. Yes, you have to come into work and earn this money. And Durant's like, man, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I want to go to a team. I want to go to a team that's got some gold, man.
He probably wants to either go. He's like, damn, I should never have left. I should never left Golden State.
Hey, we ain't got nothing. Look, we won a championship before Durant, and we won a championship after Durant. So we really don't need Durant. But
maybe he'll end up back in OKC. You know, go back to his
roots. No, man. He wants to go to Arizona. He wants to go to
Hey, Washington will take him.
He wants to go to, you know, LA.
Oh, look at that. The Pistons bring back the classic teal uniform for this season. The team's expected to sport the teal jerseys in approximately 10 games during their upcoming season as part of their rotation. So they're going to go bring back that old school.
Speaking of that, you need to look at some of those alternative NFL outfits, man. Oh, like the Bengals, white and black.
I don't know.
Chicago Bears, all orange.
Yeah, the Bengals one, I wasn't sure. I did share you. I showed that shared that picture that sent to you of that 49ers one. That was a concept somebody put together. But the comments, basically everybody was like, San Fran, get on that. We want that as our helmet. I mean, I would be okay with you guys sporting that helmet. That thing was a thing of beauty.
Really?
Oh, Lord. I don't.
Really?
Jeff, I don't even want to know.
Ray, do not go on Twitter after the show. Oh, my God. What did you do?
Please tell me he didn't share a certain link. Oh, God. I'm going to avoid that by all means. Oh, look at that. Carson Wentz is trending on Twitter. How cute. Oh, because Terry's discussing his relationship with the new quarterback. He's building a really good personal relationship with Carson Wentz. Well, somebody needs to because he's an overrated bum. although I guess if you're Ron Rivera, he came out and said on NBC, I just wanted to reiterate that he's wanted here. Well, by who? Because I don't know. The fans are, I mean, I've lost track. I want a quarterback that's going to last. We haven't I don't know the last time we had a long-term quarterback.
Let me tell you something, man. We've
got more quarterbacks than teams than half the league.
Wentz is like, Nick got my trophy, the MVP trophy in his house. That should have been my trophy. Yeah. I should have been held up, but no, I got hurt. He's got a lot to prove, man. He's got a lot to prove. And I think he can do it in D.C.
I hope he can. That's all I can say is I hope he can. I want to see him succeed because I would like for us to have a quarterback last. We would have had that with RG3, but, you know, we saw how that worked out. That was another one of Danny Boy's destructive projects that he ruined, you know, like bringing in wasted talent like Donovan McNabb. That has been. But yeah, no, the helmets. I wish Washington could go and use a throwback helmet of yesteryear. They have some that they could. I mean, they have some old, they don't have to use the Washington helmet that I want to say that maybe people would get up in arms and pitchforks and blah, blah. But they had the arrow, you know, one of the older ones that they've used in the past. So there's other ones that they could use that are, you know, for throwback helmets. For those that I don't even know if they would even use, though. I mean, shit, I would have been okay with them just using the W to make it look like they're a college team because I think the Commanders, whatever idiot thought that name up, needs to be smacked several times. Like, someone contact Will Smith and let him smack this guy because that is still, to me, the stupidest name. It's on the same level as Cleveland's baseball team's name now. Madden could do a better job of creating a name. EA Sports could do a better job of creating a name for Cleveland's baseball team and Washington's football team because Cleveland Guardians does not have the same ring as the Cleveland Indians, and I'm sorry, but the Washington Commanders is nowhere near. It's never going to be the same as watching the Hogs with the Washington Redskins back in the day. And that's where I'm going to leave our show, because I think we've run out of news. I thought we had way more, but we were all over the place.
There is a lot,
but we kind of winged it tonight because it was our first one back for 2 weeks. Ray's getting ready to go on vacation, so he's already shutting down into vacation mode, and there was other stuff going on outside of this. But I will say, when the season starts, we will be back to a more an actual schedule. We're going to go right back. As soon as the preseason starts, I will say that we will go back to our 15-minute increments of, you know, Washington, San Francisco, rest of the NFL news, you know, around the league type thing. Maybe if we can get it to be more, you know, kind of like the old school ESPN with Chris Berman, maybe throw a highlight in there saying he could go all the way. I don't have the voice for it, so we'll have Ray do it.
we'll do some vets predictions too, because I have to give it to him. He was right on some of his predictions. I didn't say Tom Brady was going to come back. Tom Brady did come back. Tom Brady's an idiot. I would take the money and be a broadcaster. I wouldn't risk
my body. I will say that there were a lot of predictions. Not only the calling the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl, Brady coming out back because I knew he wasn't going to retire, and even some of my, you know, the picks that I chose for games. But I think what we'll do, you know, when the season starts, we're going to have it set up. So we will at the end of each show, we'll pick who we're, you know, we'll do the scores for, you know, predictions for the next week.
You did predict the Cowboys winning the championship. Did you say that?
Oh, no. That's somebody else. I predicted a butt fumble again. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't a butt fumble. Oh, it was just a run. No. Maybe he'll top it this season and he'll do the butt fumble 2.0. He'll outdo the original. So, you know, who knows what goofy play he'll do.
I think Dak will do great.
I think he will, because I think that's going to eat at him. That one mistake, it's always, when you're a quarterback, it's always, there's one mistake that you regret, and it just eats at you all season. It helps. It's kind of like the chip on your shoulder type thing that Rodgers plays with his entire career. But you always have one thing that you can remember from what ended your season, and you let that fester, and it can be that fire that makes him better.
I agree.
Because he's got the talent. He's definitely got the talent. You know, the whole team as a whole has the talent, minus a few players here and there.
Eagles.
But guys, that's it. That's a wrap for us. We'll be here next week, right? You'll be back, right? Well, we'll figure it out. Okay, Ray won't be here, so we'll probably take another week off. Or I might get a guest.
Jeff said he wanted to take my.
We'll get Santiago to be a guest, or Victor to be a guest. We'll see what I can do. If Jeff's available, I'll bring him on. I don't mind. He knows. We poke fun at Jeff all the time, but he knows the sports. I will give him that. He can hold his own when it comes to talking sports.
Yes,
and it was good when we had him on as a guest once before. I mean, he should know, you know, when you're a Cowboys fan, that's part of the baggage you get, labeling yourself that kind of a fan. You're going to get made fun of for all eternity. That's just part of the stigma that is that. I mean, it's like saying I'm a Washington fan. You know, we're both the laughing stocks of the NFL, except for unless you're a Lions or, you know, Jets fan. But guys, we'll be back. I'll be back next week. Ray will be back in probably 2 weeks. We will see you guys. It's been fun. We are out of here.